Chapter 22. I settled down in Paris and began to write a play. I led a very regular life, working in the morning and in the afternoon lounging about the gardens of the Luxembourg or sauntering through the streets. I spent long hours in the Louvre, the most friendly of all galleries, and the most convenient for meditation, all idled on the quays, fingering second-hand books that I never meant to buy. I read a page here and there, made an acquaintance with a great many authors whom I was content to know thus desultorily. In the evenings I went to see my friends. I looked in often on the Strovers and sometimes shared their modest fare. Dirk Strover flattered himself on his skill in cooking Italian dishes, and I confess that his spaghetti was very much better than his pictures. It was a dinner for a king when he brought in a huge dish of it, succulent with tomatoes, and we ate it together with the good household bread and a bottle of red wine. I grew more intimate with Blanche Strover, and I think because I was English and she knew few English people, she was glad to see me. She was pleasant and simple, but she remained always rather silent, and I knew not why, gave me the impression that she was concealing something. But I thought that was perhaps no more than a natural reserve accentuated by the verbose frankness of her husband. Dirk never concealed anything. He discussed the most intimate matters with a complete lack of self-consciousness.